Hi Podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in to our messages. If you want more information about our service times, campus locations, or anything else, why don't you check us out at planetshakers.com. Now for the sermon. Today we've got Pastor Russell speaking on the day of Pentecost and the birthing of the church. We hope you enjoy.
I want to speak to you on the topic, the day of Pentecost and the birthing of the church. Jesus, when he came to the earth, the Bible says everything he did on behalf of the Father. And so how he healed the sick, how he provided, how he operated, he was representing heaven on earth. And he sat down his disciples one day in John chapter 14, and he says, I'm going to go away and I'm going to send somebody who will represent me. In other words, he'll be heaven's representation or representative on earth. And he said in verse chapter 26, and it says, but when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and remind you of everything I've told you. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift that world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Remember what I told you. I'm going away, but I'll come back to you again. If you really love me, you'd be happy that I'm going to the Father who is greater than I. So he's setting up his disciples to say, I'm going to be ascend to heaven. But don't worry, you're not going to be alone. In fact, in that scripture, it says, even greater things will you do. Wait on Jesus. If I was one of the disciples, I'd be saying, Jesus, how can you do greater than raise people from the dead? He wasn't talking about the quality of miracle. He's talking about the quantity of miracle. Because if every person has the power of God and operates in the power of God, there will be more miracles. See, God doesn't want it to be for one person to operate in miracles. He wants it for everybody. And so, if every one of us lives in resurrection power, if every one of us sees miracles and breakthroughs in people's lives, guess what? That's even greater. So he set them up, and then in Luke 24, verse 49, he says, and now I'll send the Holy Spirit, just as my Father promised, but stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power. Everyone say power. Power. Say it with a bit of force. Power. Power. See, power's not a nice, not power. No, it has to be power. Everyone say power. Power. EB, I didn't see your lips move there, man. You nodded. happy birthday, by the way. Power. Let's say it really from the depth of our innermost being. Power. You receive power from man. No, it doesn't say that. You receive power from money. Doesn't say that. You receive power from a politician. Doesn't say that. You receive power from your house. No, it doesn't say that. It says you receive power from where? Where? Is there any lack in heaven? No. Is there joy in heaven? Yes. Is there health in heaven? Yes. Can the enemy work in heaven? No. So, you receive power from heaven. So this power cannot be limited by anything else other than us who don't believe. Bible says, if you believe, it shall be done. So this power comes. Acts 1, He's saying this power is going to come to you from heaven. Acts 1, verse 4 to 5, it says, once he was eating with them and he commanded them, do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he's promised. As I told you before, John baptized with water, but in a few days you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit. He's setting them up for this momentous occasion. Jesus set his disciples up for two occasions. The first occasion was the cross. The second occasion was the outpouring of the Spirit. He was setting them up. He was saying, you just need to wait. In Acts chapter 2, here's the moment that they're waiting for. There's 120. When Jesus was walking the earth, he had thousands follow him. But you can be a follower and not a believer. There's a lot of people who follow in a crowd, but they don't believe. God's looking for believers. Believers are people access heaven. Followers just get caught up in a moment and then they follow something else and they follow something else, then they follow something else. God wants us to be believers because it's by faith that you please God. And it says, on the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. That means the crowd's gone from followers and now there's 120 believers. Don't ever think when you start small that nothing great can come from you. Don't ever think that I've just got a little talent, I don't know if I could do anything great. If you let God's power come upon what you bring to Him and believe that He can use you, oh, come on somebody. If you believe that God can use you greatly, if you, He can take something small and make it so significant. Even in nature, just in nature alone, a seed can create a tree which then can become a forest out of one seed. It says they were together in one place, one accord, one mind. In other words, they were united in purpose. I've been researching revivals across the earth. And the one thing that were in common with every revival is when they were in one accord, one mind, one heart, God moved in unprecedented ways. But as soon as there came division, disunity to the purpose, it watered down what God wanted to do. So God had to get the crowds, He had to get the people who were the crowd to become believers. And He sifted through the crowds that were followers, and now there's just 120 believers. And the Bible says, suddenly. You see, some people think God just turns up randomly. No, no, no. God turns up when you're positioned for a suddenly. See, when you give in your tithes and offerings, sometimes we think, well, when's God going to do this? But what we're doing is we're positioning ourselves for a suddenly. When we come to prayer meetings and seek the face of God, we might think we're just doing our duty at seeking God, but we're setting ourselves up or positioning ourselves for a suddenly. Every time we come to the house of God and say, I'm going to be positioned and use my gifts and my talents and what God's put in my life, I'm positioning myself for a suddenly. I'm positioning myself for a move of God like never before. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven, like the roaring of a mighty windstorm. And it filled the house where they were sitting. There's a sound that God is releasing on planet Earth. It's a sound of praise and breakthrough. It's a sound of the miraculous. It's a sound of heaven coming to Earth. Are you positioned ready for it? It says, then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared over and settled on each of them. Interesting, when God uses symbols of the Holy Spirit, wind. What does wind do? You might not see what it's doing, but you see the results. Sometimes you might not see what God's doing, but then you see the results of what He did. Fire leaves a mark. Another symbol for the Holy Spirit is oil. Wherever you put oil, you leave a mark. You ever put oil on a clothes? You see, oh, there's some oil on there. You leave marks. You and I have been created to leave a mark, but what gets us to leave a mark for God is whether what comes upon us. And it says they began to speak in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. And people around were amazed and they were going, these people are speaking in our own language. And they must be drunk, some said. You know, with every move of God, there's always the crazy, the critic, and the crucified. The crazy are the people that just don't do things in order. The critics sit and criticize everything. And the crucified says, God, I don't care how I look, how I live, I just want you. By the way, I've never said that before, so that's the Holy Spirit speaking. Because it's smarter than I could think of. And it says they began to speak, and Peter gets up. Who remember Peter? He had denied Christ when Jesus was there being beaten and about to be taken to the cross. He was around a fire, and they said, "You're one of Jesus' disciples." He says, "No, I wasn't." And even got to the place where he cursed. He was intimidated and full of fear. But something happened in this day of Pentecost. When the Holy Spirit came upon them, Acts 1:8 says, "And you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you to be my witnesses." That word witness means martyr. In other words, it means that I will lay my life down for a cause to bring the goodness of God to the earth. I'm not talking about dying physically. You might have to die to your desire of being selfish. I'm going to lay my life down so I'm going to be a giver to people. I'm going to lay my life down so I'm going to pray for people. I'm going to lay my life down to be a witness. And it says, he gets up, the guy who was intimidated a few chapters before, 40 days before, he's now, he says, no, "You who crucified Christ." His language changed from fear to faith. He says, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. Joel, in the book of Joel, in the Old Testament, Joel chapter 2. It says, "In the last days, God says, I will pour my spirit upon all." Right there, that's a drop the mic moment. God is a God for all. God wants to pour our spirit on all flesh, all people. Why? Because God created us. It's man that divides people. It's God that unites people. Man puts labels on people. God puts sonship and daughtership on people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. I love that. "And in those days I'll pour out my spirit, even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy." You can understand the context of this. The context of this prophecy. "I'm going to pour my spirit on men and women alike." In other words, God's going to use men and women equally. In those days, for that to be said, that took on the establishment. All people, all tribes. Just remember, in Joel, the Israelites were the chosen people and the Gentiles were the ones who weren't chosen. But because of the Holy Spirit and because of Jesus being outpoured, it's no longer Jew or Greek, Gentile or Jew. We're all one in Christ. God is the ultimate uniter. Religion is the ultimate divider. So, Two things I want to look at. God's role in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and your role. What's God's role? God's role is to clothe us with power. You see, when you get saved, he comes and lives inside of you. But when he comes upon you, he lives in you for you, to make you a better person, to make you live according to how he'd have you live. But he comes upon you, it gives you power so you can help others, to be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. He comes upon you and I so we can change the world for him. He lives in us to change us, but he comes upon us to change others. God's role is to clothe us with his power. There is nothing like the power of God. Nothing can compare to his power. Nothing can compare to his presence. God's role is to be our advocate, the one who stands alongside of us, the one who is like our lawyer. See, when the enemy comes in and says, you're like that, for example, if you've messed up and you ask God for forgiveness, the enemy comes in and says, God will never forgive you. The advocate, the Holy Spirit says, no, that's not true. The Word says this. He's your advocate. He's the one who comes alongside. He stands beside. You're never alone. The Bible says he will never leave you nor forsake you. You're never alone. He's your advocate when people come and accuse. He's your advocate when the enemy tries to accuse. He's your advocate. He says, no, 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 that's not them. God's role is to lead us into all truth. God's role is to give us divine ability. You see, you've got natural talents, but when God comes upon your natural talents, they become from ordinary to extraordinary. They come from natural to supernatural. You see, God wants to give us divine ability. I don't know about you, but I think we need to give Jesus a hand clap and a shout of praise for the divine ability that was outpoured upon us. He gives you divine strength and might. See, your natural man can do so much, but your supernatural man can do way more. God's role is to clothe us with miraculous power. God's role is to clothe us with power to release the kingdom of heaven on earth, just like it is in heaven. So that's God's role. Now our role. Our role is to honor His presence. To value it, to give weight to it, to ask the Holy Spirit what to do in our lives, to listen to His voice when He speaks. Our role is to value Him more than we value anything else. Our role is get Him involved with our decision making. Get Him involved with everything we do. That's our role. What else is our role? Our role is to position ourselves for His supernatural. It's to position ourselves for breakthrough. It's to position. You say, how do I do that? You obey Him. You position to hear, and then you do. What is our role? It's to be united with God's purpose. Amen. To be in one accord, one mind. As I said, every great revival that I've seen started with great unity. And then what happens is the enemy comes to attack and bring persecution, accusation. And it's when the people are united as they keep going. When they get divided, it stops the impetus of what God wants to do. So wouldn't it be awesome here at Planet Shakers is if we were so united to see a city won, to see a nation touched, to see the glory of heaven be released in the South Pacific, in the nations. We are called Planet Shakers, a name that God gave us. Yeah. One mind. Different talents, different backgrounds, but the one thing that unites us is Him. Every sporting team that isn't united never wins. Every family that's not united breaks up. Every marriage that isn't united, there are issues. But where there is a unity of purpose, something shifts. But the Bible puts it even stronger than that. Where people are in unity, God commands a blessing. In other words, He releases heaven's whole army and force behind it. What's our role? To prophesy what God wants to do. In other words, you go, what do you mean prophesy? Get in His presence and start seeing, having a dream and a plan for what He wants to do. The Bible says that God creates, He dreams and creates. He knows that, and He creates the plans and then He creates the dreams and then He backs it up with plans. He knows the end from the beginning. In other words, He dreams and creates. So when you get in the presence of God and the Holy Spirit speaks to you, I can tell you through Planet Shakers Conference over the years, I have had hundreds and hundreds of people say, in that conference, God gave me a dream for my life. In the conference, God gave me a plan. I can show you businesses. I can show you ministries. I can show you people all over the world doing extraordinary thing. Why? Because they got in God's presence and God began to speak to them about their future and they began to speak what God was going to release. What's our role? Release generations. Not honor a style, but honor what God wants to do in life. What is our role? It's to be used by God. What is our role? It's to have courage. That's our role. Whatever He wants us to do, we say yes. Wherever He wants us to go, we say yes. Whatever He wants us to give, we say yes. Whoever He wants us to pray for, we say yes. Now we need to have wisdom in how we do things, but we have to be on the yes. Not, you know, sometimes we're there and God speaks and we try to, well, how's that look? And how, no, we just got to say yes. Start a conference called Planet Shakers. Yes. Wow, 30,000 people later. Worship that touches the world. Yes. Start a church in Melbourne. Why? No. Yes. You're here because of the yeses. Because He backs up. When you say yes or you say amen to what He says, He backs it up with His power. And then He does Ephesians 3:20. To Him who was able to do super abundantly, far over and above, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. To Him be the glory in the church. Our role is to keep humble and give Him glory. I don't know about you. I don't want just have nice church. I reiterate it again. Why we have conferences, it allows us to build each service and get to a place where what happens is layer come off. It is such an important thing why we do what we do. But so is Sunday church. And be diligent in that and positioning ourselves. Having a mindset, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. To come with anticipation. I always say, bring five things to church. Bring your faith, bring your family and friends, bring your finances, your resources, bring your freedom, and bring your fun. Your fun and fellowship. Let's encounter Him. So, I've said what I have to say. My role was to declare the word. His role is to back it up with encounter. Your role is to position yourself for an encounter.
Wow, wasn't that amazing? And I'm sure it's exactly what you needed to hear right now for what you're going through. Hey, don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at Planet Shakers. Keep in touch in this season that we're in. And also you can email us or check our website for other details as well.